This is the idea, this is the reality, this is the truth, that if we want Hashem in our lives, we don't have to look so far. We just have to connect to the other Jews around us. Nadav and Avihu. What was going on over there? Nadav and Avihu had an unbelievable tshuka, unbelievable burning desire to raise themselves up to the highest heights. They were so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the opportunity for the Mishkan. They said, how can we miss it? How can we not go and serve? Why did they die? He said 12 reasons brought in Chazal. The first one brought is by Matan Torah. The Meshech Chachma explains that Moshe and Aaron were purely tzinoirim, were pipes for Hashem to connect to Jewish people. They did not do it for themselves. Ki hu zeh. Nadav and Avihu were not like Moshe and Aaron. They had a certain sense of self. When they saw God by Matan Torah, they were sameach because their personal connection. But it wasn't the overarching and overwhelming Klal Yisrael connection. That explains the Meshech Chochma was their sin. That they felt their personal connection. While of course, we all have to have the personal connection, the feeling, the relationship with Hashem. It can never be cut off from Klal Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon says, when a person davens, which is the most fiery, passionate connection we have to Hashem, that we can never disassociate other Jews in our Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. The Vilna Gaon says that if a person only davens for himself in the Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, he is not yoytze that bracha. Because that's not tefillah. That's not chibud Hashem. We need to feel the personal fire, but it needs to be there to warm the other yid. We always need to have in mind that our mind is one with the Jews, is one with your brothers. And that's what allows the Shechina, Hashem's presence, the godliness to be in your life. You want godliness in your life? You want the Shechina in your life? You have to learn that you're one with other Jews. You have to break down those barriers.